Track 9, and back to the news. Country Park flies the green flag for 23rd year. Stover Country Park has once again been recognised as one of the UK's best green spaces after securing a prestigious Green Flag Award for the 23rd consecutive year. The Country Park near Newton Abbot is among a record-breaking 2,391 parks and green spaces across the UK to receive the internationally recognised quality mark this year. The award celebrates well-managed parks that provide high-quality spaces for visitors while protecting the natural environment. The latest accolade comes just months after the completion of the ambitious Restoring Stover Park project, a major programme of conservation and visitor improvements funded by the National Lottery Heritage Fund and National Highways. The project has transformed parts of the Grade 2 listed Stover Park and Garden, conserving historic landscape features while enhancing the site for both wildlife and visitors. During its final year, the project delivered improvements to the main car park, created two new walking routes along the Serpentine Lake and through neighbouring woodland. This includes new information boards, leaflets, directional signage, and educational resources designed to support school visits. Alongside the physical improvements, an extensive programme of community engagement continued throughout the project. Organisers worked with a wide range of groups, including people who have traditionally been underrepresented in accessing the park, with plans to continue these opportunities as further funding becomes available. Councillor Sally Morgan, Devon County Council's Cabinet Member for Bovey Tracy Rural, said this award is a fantastic achievement and a fitting recognition of the care and dedication that goes into maintaining this much-loved country park. The success of the park demonstrates the value of strong partnerships and a shared commitment to protecting and enhancing our natural environment for future generations. The Green Flag Award is managed by environmental charity Keep Britain Tidy and is regarded as the international benchmark for well-managed parks and green spaces. Paul Todd, MBE, Green Flag Award Manager at Keep Britain Tidy, said parks play a vital role in supporting communities, improving well-being and boosting local economies. Stover was joined by the Grand Western Canal Country Park in receiving this year's honour, with the Canal Park extending its own impressive run of Green Flag Awards to 18 consecutive years.
CJ's Bar raises nearly £1,000 for charity. A Newton Abbot bar has raised almost £1,000 for men's mental health charity Andy's Man Club after hosting a successful charity tattoo day. CJ's Bar welcomed customers through its doors for Saturday's event, with tattoos available from just £10. The event raised more than £930, with organiser Carolyn Hargreaves describing the day as very emotional. She said the atmosphere was lovely, with people talking, opening up and sharing their experiences. Tynmouth-based tattoo artist Laszlo of Topaz Tattoos spent more than 11 hours tattooing at Union Street Tattoo, which is where the actual tattooing took place. Carolyn said another charity tattoo event is already being planned following the success of this one. We will be getting a big check to present to Andy's Man Club once it is all finalised, she said.
Volunteers are needed to support Community Fridge. Ashburton Community Fridge is calling on local residents to volunteer their time and help support its vital food sharing service. The group is looking for a fridge monitor to assist on Thursday mornings, with the role involving a stock check before 9 a.m. and a collection from North Street Co-op. The fridge is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and helps reduce food waste by making surplus food freely available to residents across the town. Volunteers regularly collect and monitor fresh supplies from supermarkets, shops, wholesalers, and growers. Anyone available to spare some time on Thursday mornings is encouraged to contact Ashburton Community Fridge at gmail.com to find out more.
Hat maker seeks funding to get ahead in business. A traditional hat maker who was inspired by Indiana Jones headgear is hoping to become a trader in the lost art. Tynmouth-based milliner Matthew Evans makes bespoke hats using skills and techniques that are hundreds of years old. He's now crowdfunding for £3,000 to set up a workshop where he can expand his business and pass on the traditional craft of hat making to others. He said, "I believe this is more than just a fundraising story. It's about preserving heritage, supporting independent craftsmanship, and ensuring that centuries-old skills are not lost forever." Matthew studied costume production at Arts University in Plymouth, but said his pursuit of traditional hat-making skills was more of a personal quest. He said, "I loved the Indiana Jones films and wanted my own indie hat, but could never find one good enough. So I started researching how they're made. I found an old school hatter and convinced him to teach me. These age-old skills are rarely found online or in books, so that was an amazing gift. I completely fell in love with the craft, everything being handmade from start to finish." Matthew, trading as Mad Dog Hats, has been making classic Indiana Jones-style fedoras for the last few years and finding buyers via Instagram, but now wants to set up a website for his business. He said every hat is made by hand using time-honoured methods. Like many traditional craftspeople, it's becoming more difficult to sustain this type of work financially.
Granite signs to replace old markers. Plans to replace North Bovey's existing village welcome signs with granite boulders have been approved by Dartmoor National Park. The application, submitted by North Bovey Parish Council, sought permission to remove the three current metal entry signs and replace them with granite boulders featuring the village name carved into each stone. The authority has now granted planning permission for the scheme, which aims to provide a more visually sympathetic entrance feature that reflects the character of the Dartmoor landscape. The granite boulders have been gifted to the parish council by an anonymous benefactor and will be positioned on the existing roadside verges. The approved development must begin within 3 years of the permission being granted, in line with the conditions set out by Dartmoor National Park Authority.